tourism operators are looking at how to rebuild their industry after the pandemic's devastating blow. Industry leaders meeting today in Wellington to discuss what to do. Here's tourism reporter Tess Brunton.
Rafting New Zealand has lost roughly half of its usual visitor numbers after international tourism dried up earlier this year. Its managing director, Luke Boddington, says that's not the full picture when it comes to revenue loss, despite also offering school trips.
The school trade is getting rafted for a heavily discounted rate. It's good for employing the guides, keeping the numbers coming through, a bit of cash turnover, especially through the winter. But really it's that tourist trade that you need to actually get the margins on, which can then get you the reserves over the summer so that then you can actually get through the following winter.
Last year, Rafting NZ received support from the Provincial Growth Fund to offer two river guide training courses, working to fill a skill shortage in the industry. Luke Boddington says it's taken locals off work and income, teaching them skills and gave his business additional cash flow during the quieter months. He says supporting similar programs could offer a lifeline to other communities and businesses.
The government could be looking at programs whereby some of these operators could come in and actually do programs which potentially are giving them some skills which they can go off and potentially work in tourism once it comes back, but also gives them these soft skills which enables them to then, with some confidence, some work ethic, the ability to communicate, can actually then go off and potentially get work or training elsewhere.
He wants to hear the government's specific plans to keep tourism afloat until international visitors return.
How valuable do they see the tourism industry and how much do they actually want to support it? Because, like I said, I believe the tourism industry's got a lot more to offer than just giving people a smile on their face.
Ahika owner-operator Katie Tamanui Thomas says the flow of domestic visitors have been a saviour for both Gisborne and her motel. But she's unsure what summer will look like.
Once upon a time, you know, people booked way ahead, but nowadays they just book as they're coming through the door. And so you can't get a good idea of how the summer is going to be. But people are getting out and about and looking at their, you know, in their own backyard. So I think we're going to have a huge summer because they've got nowhere else to go.
She wants the government to introduce controls on overseas travel agents.
They need to be taxed. They take 15% of any booking that they make for us, and they have a huge impact on our business. You know, the government takes 15% GST, and then when you add another 15% that you have to pay out to booking.com OTAs, that's 30% that you're losing before you even sell a room.
Last year, Tourism Industry Aotearoa's Chief Executive, Chris Roberts, was facing vastly different challenges.
We were dealing with issues like over-tourism and how did we deal with the success of our tourism industry and some of the issues that that success led to. Now, of course, we've seen the biggest crisis we've ever faced in the tourism industry, and it's been a battle for survival in 2020.
The industry has lost between 40 to 50,000 jobs, but some may be revived if there's a successful domestic summer. Chris Roberts says tourism can bounce back.
But it may take up to 5 years to get back to where we were in 2019. The immediate impact is certainly significant. We've gone from an industry worth $41 or $42 billion a year. We'll be doing well to reach $30 billion, and that will be on the back of domestic.
He's looking forward to rigorous debate at today's conference with sustainability, the state of the industry, and its future up for discussion. Newly appointed Tourism Minister Stuart Nash will open Tourism Summit Aotearoa at Te Papa this morning. In Wellington, mō te hōtaka o te Atene, Cortes Brunton Tane.